passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Continue with more phone calls, and Dennis is up next in Florida. Hello, Dennis.
How you doing, Mr. Feinbaum? How are you, sir?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Here's my one thing, and I will stratify that I am a Florida State fan and totally disappointed within the committee's decision for one reason, because the one thing I have always prided myself as my grandparents raised me is to look objectively to both sides, and I can see that the college football playoff looked at it as a business. Here's their favorite teams, and I understand the SEC thinks they're the greatest conference in the history of the world. I think it wasn't their year. At the same time, here's what was taken away from Florida State: a Buster Douglas, a Holly Holmes, the New York Giants at the Patriots, the Hickory basketball team from Indiana. How about the Miracle Mets, or more importantly, even really, the Miracle on Ice of 1980? You know, we did lose our quarterback, but we continue to do what we do is win on the field. And taking that opportunity, now you away.
Dennis, first of all, we're not talking about Liberty. Hold on a second. We're not talking about Liberty. 10 years ago, Florida State won the national championship. I mean, this is not exactly the Indiana State high school basketball. This is not Hoosiers here. Let's not get carried away.
Well, no, but the point I'm trying to make is those were miracle teams. They came back because they gave a chance. Let's just say, for instance, that a committee chose, well, Hoosiers, you or Hickory, you've got no chance. We're not going to let you play in the tournament. Or how about, like I said, the Miracle Mets? Nobody's going to win that, in 1969. They're not going to win. So you're out. You just have no chance. And that's what happened to us now is you've got no chance to give at least an opportunity to win, to provide that miracle, to provide an opportunity to do that. I mean, that's where I'm looking at it from.
Okay, listen, I'm okay with that, but I just think there are those teams. Were all these people upset in 2004 when Auburn had a perfect record and was the SEC champion? I didn't hear anybody like this guy talking about how Auburn could be a miracle team. They had a perfect record. They went 13-0. They didn't get a play. They didn't get a chance to play for the national championship. Most people said move on, which we are going to do, and say hello to John next in St. Louis. Hey, John.
Hello, Paul. Paul, are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon.
Paul, I always like to talk about old movies. I know you like to always talk about the Godfather movies. You like the Godfather movies?
Among the greatest ever.
Yeah, and you like Godfather 2 is probably better than Godfather 1,
I think Godfather
right?
2 is fractionally better than Godfather 1, Godfather 1 is still a pretty jaw-dropping movie.
Yeah, well, Paul, you remember Senator Pat Gary?
yeah, I do. I just remembered.
Yeah,
he's in the movie.
Pat Gary showed up at the at Tahoe and talked to Michael Corleone very candidly about some things, and he had his buddy Johnny Oler with him. Remember that? And they talked to Michael and the crew, and Paul, that's what I'm going to talk about today, okay? I'm going to talk about some things that people probably aren't going to want to talk about, and you'll probably cut me off, but they need to be said, Paul, and I'm going to talk about some stuff here with, with really the content of your show. I mean, you guys just seem to continue to hammer on the core of the SEC, the Deep South, and you really ignore the fringe players, including Arkansas and A&M, and now we're going to have Texas come in, we're going to have Oklahoma come in, and I know you're not going to like me to bring it up, but, Missouri has had a tremendous year, and Coach Drink and the team, and I mean, I think it's time you guys need to branch out, Paul, and really start showing respect for everybody except Georgia, in Alabama and really to a lesser degree Auburn and Florida.
You know, John, I am going to interrupt here because I'm really to the point where we've had a conversation about this before. We had Coach Drink on Thanksgiving Eve. We had the Mississippi State coach on. We had the new Texas A&M coach. You are a broken record, John. You say the same thing. You have this complex.
Right.
And we take phone calls here. We don't get that many Missouri phone calls. I don't know why, but that's not my concern. I take whatever we get, including you. I think we all agree Missouri has had a phenomenal season, but we just had the most controversial CFP debate ever, and we're participating in that. We'll talk about Missouri just like we talk about every other SEC school. But you've got this chip on your shoulder, John.
Well, we do have a chip on our shoulder, Paul. And that's what I'm talking about, young man. I think you need to start showing respect not only for the University of Missouri and these other schools, but for people like my age and older who remember who.
Hey, when John, have you ever heard
call-in shows
it's one of the oldest cliches
in the world? Respectful way.
You earn respect. You're not giving it, okay? I bet you've heard that before.
No, your show is not respectful to older people, Paul. Okay.
John, you're on
Good
the
night.
Program. I just decided to butt in to your monologue here. And for the record, John hung up because he couldn't stand the heat in the kitchen. Vance is up next.
What the hell's going on here?
I don't know, Judd. I don't know, Vance, but I'm glad to hear from you.
Jesus. I mean, I'm like, what happened to me? David Newbin pretty much answered one of my questions that was, Paul, I'm not the sharpest water balloon in your collection, but just for blanks and giggles, this is for JK, who really, really needs to just shut up. Miami lost the 86 national championship to Penn State.
They sure did.
They beat Oklahoma during the year in 85, but they lost later on, and Oklahoma beat Penn State.
It was the 85 Cotton Bowl that he was talking about.
And then in 84, the first bowl game of the season back in those days used to always be the Holiday Bowl. They waited for every bowl game to end because they didn't want to give it to Brigham Young. But I will note that in a Sports Illustrated, they said that Miami had a sterling defeat of Tennessee 7-35. I'm old school. I'm never going to change. This quarterback, it's amazing to me that a quarterback that goes 11-1 at Ohio State and another one that's been playing since 1980 goes 10-2 at Oklahoma, and they're going to leave. Is it just to make it real simple, Paul, Is it simply for the NIL money? I don't understand.
Well, I think in McCord's case at Ohio State, I think he caught a lot of heat after the game, and I suspect he has a place in mind. And I don't know what else they have in their pipeline, but knowing Ohio State, they probably have about 4 or 5 stars on the roster.
Well, let me ask you this: I'm not a betting man. But there are certain factors that would, if I was, I don't have any inkling at all that Marvin Harrison III or whatever the hell his name is, great player, by the way.
Yes.
I didn't mean to disparage, is going to play in that game. The quarterback's gone. Missouri is going to be so excited in that game. Would that not be one of the safest bets a person could make?
You would, I've never made a place to bet in my life. So if you asked me, I would probably lose you your shirt. But I hear what you're saying, though.
If I bet on a game, believe me, I'm going to lose.
The one thing I do know about bowl games is the tendency is to go with the underdog because often the best team does not care.
I'll never forget after that. What was it? I can't exactly remember the year, Paul. But when Utah whipped up on Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And after the game, Nick Saban said, I tried to tell them it's hard to keep a team motivated. Thank God that our squad, who, by the way, deserved to be in the championship. And, by the way, you might remember that prior to the season, I told you I would believe Georgia losing when I saw it. Well, you know what? I did.
Well, the easiest thing in the world is to predict that someone's not going to three-peat. It doesn't take logic. It just takes history to lean on.
It seems to be an impossibility.
I have now seen it twice with my own eyes, 10 years ago in Auburn and obviously Saturday in Atlanta. Oh. And I'm going to, from now on, never believe it, no matter what happens.
Well, you know, Auburn had two miracles that year, one against Georgia and one against Alabama. So watching their faces on 4th and 30, whatever the hell it was, suited me just fine.
Thank you very much. We'll take a short break. We have not that long a way to go, but we still have a few more minutes.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we welcome all of you back. I'm Ann. He's up next.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you taking my call after that last Bammer jackass got off the phone. Let's talk about them two miracles for a minute in the Auburn season. The first miracle, the Georgia, the pass.
The prayer.
The miracle was there was two Georgia defenders swatting at the ball.
Right.
And if you watch that replay, you notice that the receiver's head is looking straight at the ball, and the ball ended up, and he watched that ball go to his hands. That was a football play. That was a great football play. The miracle was there was two defenders that didn't knock it away from him. And it just so happened he caught it in stride, scored a touchdown, and beat number one Georgia. The other miracle, the kick six, Alabama comes in number one. Nick Saban calls a timeout demanding 1 second. He demanded because he little feller stomped around like a damn rat hole and just had to have that second. And then so he got the little feller got his second. The problem is, they were on the far side of the field. He put all them fat-ass linemen out there, and he kicked the ball. And before that, Auburn called a timeout and put a receiver underneath the goalpost. All right, so he puts all them fat-ass linemen out there on the far side of the field, and when he kicks it short, and the receiver took off on the opposite side of the field. Now, them all them five stars, blue chippers, four stars, blue chippers, stars. Hey, there's so many stars, you thought it was a universe on the field in a red jersey. And all them fat asses got outrange. They couldn't even run to the side of the field, the short part of the field, and he ran from the end zone and beat them
I mean, I think you're great, but that happened 10 years and 2 weeks ago.
Well, I'm just, I'm talking about a call. Stop it, fellas. Stop it. I ain't from Missouri. I'm talking about the call that just ended, and I'm responding. I have that right. Now let's get to the guy from Missouri. The guy from the Show Me State thought he was going to come on here and talk to Paul Feinbaum any kind of way he wanted to, and Paul Feinbaum put the Show Me foot in his ass. Listen, if you're going to call in here and you're going to say, I'm an old guy, I'm a woman, I'm a kid, I'm a vet, I'm a air conditioning guy, I'm a Baptist, I'm a preacher. If you're going to come in here and you fill in the blank with whatever you want to, you're using that word, that term, you're filling the blank, as a crutch because your call has no legs to stand on, none whatsoever. When you call this program, you are an equal opportunity caller, and that is it. That's it. You are just a caller. I don't care how tall you are, how big you are, who you played for, what you did in your life. You're a caller to a radio show. Now, you put that in your pipe and smoke it, and if you just got to, well, I know somebody. Hey, use that crutch at the hospital. Use it out there at the social gathering. It don't amount to squat here because you ain't got no legs to stand on, just like Lieutenant Dan. You ain't got no legs. War Damn Eagle.
Squirrel is up next.
I just realized that Auburn was the land of miracles, and I didn't know that until Lyman's call just now. That was enlightening. But I'll tell you one place that's not the land of miracles, and that's Columbia, Missouri. Do you remember going back 10 years? I hate to do that after you just chastised your boy. But do you remember when Alabama played Missouri in 2013? And as soon as they blew the whistle to kick off, it started raining.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Hard rain. Well, I sat there and that. I drove up for that crap. And that weekend in Columbia, Missouri was – and I've been going to SEC games since I was 13 – that was probably the – no, it wasn't probably. It was without a doubt the most boring weekend I've ever spent in an SEC venue in my life. I mean, hopefully it's maybe picked up the pace since then. I don't know. But since the guy was complaining from Missouri, I mean, you need to clean up your own house, dude, before you come on here whining. And speaking of whining, can I make one request of all these butthurt people that call in with these – scenarios and theories and everything else about the getting Florida State getting left out.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to come on here and whine live. Don't write out no 3-page manifesto and then start reading it on here. And Paul can't even cut in. You're so caught up in what you're reading, you can't even listen to the guy trying to talk to you. We don't want to hear no damn speech. I mean, get over here and talk from your heart, but leave the notes at home. Aloha.
Thank you very much. Elliot is up next.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. Reflections on the last two calls, the guy who was talking about gambling. The easiest money I made this last couple of weeks was Bama. Everybody was telecasting that Bama was going to win that game, and they did. That was easy money line on that. And the guy from Missouri, guess what I think? I think this next game, Missouri versus Ohio State, I think we're seeing a future Michigan coach in Drinkwitz. As soon as Harbaugh leaves, I see that happening. But what I really wanted to talk about is that I think this mess with the playoffs is not going away because all the top teams are or SEC or Big Ten, there's going to be some at-large and there's going to be some championship in, but Florida State's going to have a problem. How quick do you think Florida State's going to leave? And I think they're going to the Big Ten because I don't think they're really fond of the SEC right now.
No, I think you're 100% correct about that. So, yeah, if they want to go to the Big Ten and can afford to get out of their current agreement, then I hope they enjoy their trip up there.
Absolutely. But I'm impressed with Bama. I think Michigan's going to have their hands full. I've said that I've been saying that all year. Made easy money on it. I think Milroe is pretty amazing, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, thanks, Elliot. Larry's up next.
I'm a preacher. Hey, man.
Hey there.
What up, Paul? Hey, I'm sorry. You there?
I am here, Larry. Where else would I be?
I know. I always ask that stupid-ass question. Hey, man, look, I'm telling you, man, you're taking some fire and some heat and brimstones. I'm going to tell you, it's the end of the year close. And I want to say this. I think Georgia got duped. I think it should have been in. Texas had lost the game before they got in. And, you know, all that's here and there now. But I want to congratulate you on the great job you've done and your staff, Dan and Randy and all y'all, man, what y'all done for this program, SEC. I mean, y'all worked your asses off. And then all you get to hear is a bunch of hoo-yah, hoopah, you know? So,
But Larry, I appreciate your call, but we don't mind. We are here for you. We're just like the greeter at Walmart.
You always came over there. And man, JK, you burned his ass. And that's too bad. But I appreciate it.
Well, the people that have been with us, they understood that call. I mean, this guy from Sheboygan didn't know what we were talking about. He felt like I was being rude. But, I think he deserved that, don't you, Larry?
Yeah, on a silver platter, baby.
Hey, Larry, back in your heyday, I mean, some guy who walks in the bar and just walks in and takes a swing at you, and you grab him by the collar and take him outside. Yeah. Are you just going to, you know, say, hey, you have a good day?
No, hell no. I'm going to kick that ass up over that shoulder. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't be in the room 5 minutes and we'd be rolling around duking it out because I couldn't put up with that mouth. That guy just makes no sense, and he knows he doesn't, but he keeps on making no sense because he knows it pisses people off. And that's his whole objectivity in life, is to make everybody miserable he can. But he ain't making me miserable, but I'm rolled down tired. You hear me, JK? FK, JK. You know what that means, brother. Roll tide, Paul.
Well done, Larry. Well done. John is in Louisville. Hey, John.
Hey, good afternoon. Nice give and take with John out in St. Louis. I could have written the script. It was headed toward Missouri, and then I knew
John, do you ever get through Missouri? Do you ever get through? Because I just want you to go by that care center and talk to the administrator about how often he gets out of
his
room.
Change his meds. Yeah, fix the meds. It was fun, though, listening to it. Hey, three quick thoughts. I like the CFP final product. I think it was fair and balanced, and I think it ended up being almost an 18 playoff with an asterisk for Florida State, of course. But OSU and Georgia are great teams, great programs, but they had their playoffs with the game and with the SEC playoff or championship. Oregon lost twice to an undefeated team. Alabama beat the number one team. Michigan beat the number two team. And with respect to Florida State, they had a mediocre ACC schedule. They beat a number 13 team, and any of the other top seven teams would have beat them. But I think where they got screwed is Jim Phillips saying before the championship game, let the game speak for itself. And I think that screwed them over.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And in today's world, you have to be aggressive. You can't be passive aggressive. And
so I'm looking. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think. By the way, there's a reason why Jim didn't go on all the shows, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory. He knew he didn't have anything to sell,
and he had that vote a couple of years ago. The Alabama Michigan game. I'm so stoked up for the Alabama Michigan game. I think it's the game. Whoever wins it will end up winning the national championship. I think you've got two iconic coaches, and I think you've got two similar dual threat quarterbacks. Nick Saban's the GOAT. He's improved that team game by game this season. Jim Harbaugh, love or hate him, He's the second winningest coach in the last 3 years, over the last 3 years, three championships, conference that is, and three CFPs. So I think it'll come down to the quarterbacks. I think the quarterback that makes the most chunk plays and has the least turnovers will win it. Alabama's the more talented team, no doubt, by way of star composite. But Michigan's a little more experienced and polished. They get less turnovers, less penalties. But I'm stoked for the game. I'm sure you are too, right?
I'm leaving tomorrow, John. Thanks for the call. We're up against a break. We are back with more of your calls after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Final 30 minutes here on Tuesday night. How about Larry in Houston? Hello, Larry.
Hey, Paul. How about one more call about Florida?
Well, by the way, I just thought
you can handle it.
Yeah, are we going to be able to handle tonight without the CFP reveal show? I just want to make sure everybody's prepared for that.
I got you. Hey, just to start off with, I don't think there's anything in the CFP protocol that requires a undefeated team automatically get into
not
the playoff
at all.
Round. And I would like to look at this as a consideration by the committee. Let's assume that nothing had happened to FSU's quarterback and he continued to play. Now, this kind of goes back to one of your previous callers, I think it was Rich, about strength of schedule. The best team that that FSU beat was LSU, who's ranked 13th, who Alabama also beat. Then if you keep going up the ladder, Alabama beat number 11, Mississippi, and then the ultimate top of the ladder, they beat Georgia, who was number one. And by the way, Georgia was number one throughout the season, I think, with the exception of 2 weeks when they were lowered to number two. So just on that alone, and just one more little caveat, Alabama did lose to Texas, granted, but they're now ranked number three. So you lost to the number three team, you beat the number one team, you beat the number 11 team, you beat the number 13 team, and the best that FSU did was beat the number 13 team. So where does that put
FSU? No, I think what you just laid out is really pretty simple, and that's how we got to this point.
And I do think that that's probably influenced the committee, and I appreciate your time. I really enjoy your show. It's a blast listening to your callers.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. That means a great deal.
And you have the patience of Job.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's
you
been,
have a good day, Paul.
That Job patience has been tested mightily this week, and occasionally has lost. Trey is up next. How are you feeling, Trey?
Paul, I had my procedure this morning, and I am home, and I feel much better, but I'm going to tell you something. That is a scary, scary situation when that happens to you, but I feel so much better. I'm getting my therapy again today. How about that?
Well, I am glad to hear it.
I want to address J.K., and then I have two questions for you. You know what J.K.'s problem is, Paul? He started on Alabama during the spring after the spring game, promising four losses. We've heard it. Can't throw the ball. Don't have a quarterback. And he has been wrong all year long. But I'm fixing to tell you, and nobody's brought this up, how big of a hypocrite J.K. is. When that committee first come out and they kept Alabama 8th, he was behind that committee. Alabama ain't going nowhere. The committee has said it. The committee's told you, they're not passing up Texas. They're not. He was behind them on every poll until the last one. Now he don't like the committee. I can't stand people that do something like that, Paul. That's just so hypocritical to me. And he can't stand that he has been wrong on everything he has said about Alabama this year. And now he wants to cry about and make excuses. Now, I have two questions for you, if I may. If Georgia would have beat Alabama, we would have had Georgia, Michigan, Washington. Is Texas four or is Florida State four? I think Texas is four. So then are we going to cry about
I don't
Texas
know.
Being four?
I think it's a much closer call for this reason, because Texas's win over Alabama would have been discounted. And I think these people would have gone for the argument Florida State deserves to be in. Texas lost to Oklahoma, which wasn't all that great. I mean, they were good, but not great. And they would punish them for that last second loss.
Late loss. That's a great point. I didn't think about that. Now, my second question is, if Florida State would have lost a receiver or a running back or anything like that, I don't think they would get punished. I don't think any team would get punished for losing a
skill position. Well, no, I mean, the quarterback is always
other than the quarterback.
Key. And everybody brings up Cardale Jones, but he was in the championship game. So we got a taste of him, and that's how Ohio State was able to make it in. Hey, thank you very much. Glad to hear you're feeling better. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? First of all, I want to thank you for putting J.K. in his place, Paul. He's been needing that from a lot of people for a long time. And maybe he'll take the words to heart, you know, and think about him tonight, you know, just sit up along with his thoughts and think about where he went wrong in life. And maybe he'll something good to come from him. But, Paul, it's been 2 days since the announcement of the four teams in the playoffs. But I guess it's good some people are still crying because it gives talking points. But, man, they just – it's going to be a long year. They're just going to keep crying, Paul, because we don't know who's going to win the playoffs yet. I mean, it could be any of them. So, I mean, hey, I might be crying with them, you know, next month, but who knows. But hey, I want to say this, Paul. If anybody's never went to a small-town Christmas parade, we had ours in Red Bay last night. And, hey, I'm going to tell you, these cities, they're nice to watch, but these small-town Christmas parades.
So tell us about it, Joe.
Well, I mean, you got police officer cars riding in it. You got tractors pulling, you know, and four-wheelers, horse-drawn, you know, horse-pull wagons. And a lot of floats, you know, a few business folks, but a lot of church floats. And everybody that comes through is throwing out candy to the kids. And of course, you got Santa Claus. But, Paul, it's just a good, you know, hometown atmosphere where everybody up and down the sidewalk just feels like family. It just got a better feel of it. Better feel of it than you do in the city. And I'm just proud. It's something I love to go see every year. I can't wait for it because it's something special. To me, it's the most special day in Red Bay, as far as I'm concerned, the whole year. Because this is something, I mean, we have Founders Day, we have other, you know, different holidays and things we celebrate. But it's just something about these small town Christmases that just all the churches come together, you know, and it's just something nice to see. But, anyway, if anybody gets a chance, if you live in the city, get out in the country and go to one of these small town Christmas parades, because I promise you won't be disappointed. You'll be treated just like family.
We'll take a short break. Thank you, Joe. We are coming back. Final few minutes straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's check in with a guy named Rent Man. I guess you don't like buying, do you?
No, that's what I do for a living, Paul.
You're a rent man.
I am. First of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be on the show.
Well, thank you.
I've tried so many times before. And I'm not going to talk about movies or The Godfather.
Good.
All I wanted to say was I'd been watching the rankings and everything else. And when I first thought that if we beat Georgia, I'm a huge Alabama fan. You know, we had a bad game or whatever, I'm the kind that goes and changes shirts. But when I thought neither one of us was going to get in, I was almost wanting Georgia to win, you know, because I thought we need some representation. I'm nervous talking on your show, and I don't even looking at you.
Hey, Red Man, let me ask
anyway,
you this. You've heard the show. You've heard many of the people that have called in. So here's my advice. If Handsome Joe and Larry can call in and sound normal, so can you.
I heard that. Well, I appreciate it. And there's not much that I agree with I-Man, but the guy from St. Louis, oh, my God. But anyway.
Listen, the guy from St. Louis, I should be more sympathetic. We all have our own issues. I could probably use a little medication now and then. He needs a lot more than I need.
No doubt. Maybe need some of Larry's. Anyway, yeah, I'm a huge Alabama fan. I wanted to see the SEC be represented. I think they make good decisions in what they do. But now I hear some of the crying, and I kind of get upset about it. I don't know why they just want to say it's just Alabama. I mean,
well, we've had so much. I really believe this is a facade. Now we got the governor of Florida threatening legal action. There's no legal recourse. It's part of the process, and you've heard this before. But Redman, the best thing I've heard is there are five Power Five conferences as of this year. There are only four spots. This was always going to happen. And I was talking about this on various shows all last week. This was predictable, and it happened. And my advice to anyone who ever competes in an athletic event, get over it. You don't know. I saw Tiger Woods once hit the most perfect shot I've ever seen. It hit the flagstick at Augusta, and the ball went into the water. So you have to deal with it. Anybody that's ever played peewee football or junior high or college or pro, you're going to get weird breaks. Florida State got a weird break. Quit crying. Move on. Quit threatening lawsuits. Quit threatening a march on Tallahassee. And by the way, meanwhile, there is some news. Derek Mason, who did TV this past year, the former Vanderbilt coach for 7 years, is expected to be the next coach at Middle Tennessee. Tim is up next. Good afternoon, Tim.
Paul, you're the best.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about next year's going to be a 12-team playoff, and then a few years from now it'll be a 64-team playoff, and you only have to win six games to get in the playoffs, like the pros. And also, the Florida legislature can't help FSU because they're all Gators.
Well... By the way, I don't want to be too critical because that's what governors do. They try to represent the outrage when things are happening. But this is – Florida has more serious issues right now to deal with than whether or not – and by the way, what do you get unless you go to court and get an injunction and stop the playoff from happening? You have no – you're not going to have much recourse here.
Yeah. FSU should be number six and Georgia should be number five.
That is the truest thing I've heard all day. I mean, I don't know how Kirby Smart walks into his team and tells them you're the number six team in the country when we all know that they're probably with Alabama one or two or one, two, and three, however you want to slice it up. Saul is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Saul.
Hey, Paul, this is Saul in Louisville, Kentucky, with a P picked up the phone. I was on my first bourbon, on my fourth bourbon right now, but we're all sounding like a talk boy talking about Florida State. But really, in reality, if they just kept it to two teams, we wouldn't be talking about this Florida State issue, and we would all be satisfied with whatever bowl they ended up in. And this extending it to four created problems, and creating to 12 teams is going to be even worse. And I've got two questions for you. The other one is, what do you think about this Vandergriff guy? Is he going to transfer to Kentucky? And what's your favorite snack during the breaks? Because you got a long show.
Yeah, thank you. As far as Vandergriff, I don't know where he's going. My favorite snack is I don't snack. And maybe I should. And maybe I will. What do we got around here? Anybody know? We have alcohol. We just don't have food. Craig is up next in Ohio. Hello, Craig.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to give you my opinion. I think college football, I think the committee did the right job. The only thing I don't like, I love Alabama playing the team up north.
Yeah.
And I say that because I'm from Ohio. But as far as Texas, boo-hoo-hoo. So what? Texas beat Alabama. But so what? They lost to Oklahoma. I think the whole world wanted to see Michigan play Ohio State again and Alabama play Georgia again. That would have been awesome four right there.
Well, I would have certainly taken Alabama, Ohio State, or Michigan and Georgia. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered. But to me, those, if you're looking at it objectively, those are probably the four most outstanding teams with the capability of winning a national championship. We are out of time. We head to the break. We'll see you eventually.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.